My name is Chris and I'm an addict. It's good to be here. You have to excuse my voice. My allergies are bothering me. But one good thing about it, I'm glad it's not that allergy, that other one. That's been enacted for a while. You know, I thought about what I was going to say. I wanted to say something to leave people, you know, profoundly impressed. You know, I wanted everything to be great, grand, and groovy, and I wanted to be entertaining and all of that. And what I've decided to do, family, is just tell you the truth. That's okay. I looked up the word spirituality, and I got a lot of definitions. I talked to a lot of people and asked them what their definition of spirituality is. And I got a lot of different opinions. I know for me it's something really I cannot see, touch, smell, or feel, but I know it's there. Maybe it was the spirit that rescued me in the late 80s when I was trying to find or deal with some terrible problems and trying to use physical solutions to solve them. Little tiny bags and contents in an aluminum foil, things in a bottle, physical things, but they never addressed what was really going on with me. I had a hole in my soul. Sometimes I think I still have it. I have to be honest with you, family. Even after being around here a while, I still feel very much insecure at times, inadequate, and less than. What a wonderful thing to just be able to be honest. When I first started using, I guess it just filled something up with me, you know, just filled a void. And once I was rescued by the 12-step program, and he speaks about spirituality in the 12-step, about having a spiritual awakening. I don't know if I've had it or not, but things got better when I stopped using. Things got a whole lot better. The problem with my understanding of spiritual matters is, I will have information, family, but I won't apply it. But I work with people, and I can help you. I can help you with your situation. But that guy in the mirror, he just keeps going back for more and more. It reminds me of a story I was told where a guy went into a store with two burn marks on his face. And the store owner said, "I'm not trying to be nosy, but I have to ask you, how did you get the burn marks?" The guy said, "I don't mind you asking. People ask you that all the time." He said, "I was ironing. I had the cell phone on the ironing board. The phone rang, and I inadvertently picked up the iron by mistake." The guy said, "How'd you get the second one?" He said, "They called back." Well, that's me. I'll have a spiritual awakening when the police came. There was a spiritual awakening because they sang a song and it went something like this. "You have the right to remain silent. Everything you say can be used against you in the court of law. If you can't afford an attorney, one will be provided." And the most spiritual part was this part. "Put your hands behind your back." So I have some experience with spirituality. Some of them not so good. I just know that anytime I get in the jam, he's always there. Always there. He rescued me numerous times in my life. There's something going on with me right now I must share with you. You know, when I first came around the program, you all cleaned me up. Things got better. It got a lot better. Like they do for most of us. I was able to buy some things, sell some things, go some places, do some things. And the relationship, specifically a marriage, I seem to be appreciated by a lot of people outside of my house. I was doing, you know, good work, seemingly. Staying in service, working with people. Well, along the way, I forgot about home. You know, it's bad when you drive around the corner near your house and you start slowing up. It's really bad when you see your partner's vehicle and you feel sad. because you were hoping that the car wasn't going to be there. See, what happened to me, somewhere along the line in my marriage, I was helping everyone else and forgot to help out at home. And I had many numerous indicators that let me know I needed to do something. So I threw physical solutions. Travel, buying, doing. The only problem was it didn't address the real issue. I'm type 2 diabetic and I have a real intimate relationship with sugar. It's been my mistress for years. In fact, it was probably my first drug. Do you remember this one? Be good and I'll give you a cookie. I've been on that ever since. And I remember going to a therapist and told him about my history with the sugar. And he said, Chris, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. Well, I continued to eat it, trying to solve a spiritual problem with a physical solution. It never works. At the end of the day, it always comes back to me. I know one thing, I have to be able to ask for some help. And it might not be from someone I can see, touch, smell, or feel. And I have several health issues going on. And I don't know what I'm going to do about it. But I know what not to do. I don't know what to do. Some of this stuff is out of my control. But one thing I do know, I do not use, and I try not to act out. The spirituality thing, my sister is very, very. And when we used to go to church, she used to start to get this feeling. I don't know if y'all have seen people get the feeling. The fellowship that takes place on Sundays. And they get to running. Moonwalking. And family, I must be honest with you, I want that. I mean, I want to get there. It's almost like double dutch. You'd be trying to, you know, jump in. But I don't get it. And one Sunday we were together and her song came on. You know that song? And she hit me. She said, brother, take my jacket off. Something big may happen. So those of us on the road gave her room because we knew she's getting ready to put work in. So she jumped up and started running. I mean, doing James Brown splits and somersaults and several other things. Got on the floor, was shaking in the most crazy way. But I was feeling good because she must have been in touch with something. But all of a sudden the phone rang, she said, hello. Now, I don't know if that's spirituality or not. I sure would like to feel that on the real though. No, it's really good to be able to just tell on you. I don't have any co-defendants. It's my work. My home is in the situation it's in because of me. You all taught me how to man up to stuff. And it's very much a little boy still inside of Chris. Still trying to grow up. Still trying to get in touch with something and someone that can help me. And most days are pretty good, but there are days. There are days, family, when I just don't know. And I just have to lean on him and just ask him, please help me. Because I simply don't know what to do. You ever been there? This program is magnificent. And you just show up and don't use, things get better. Now, my wife is leaving. We have a date and everything. We're in the middle of a separation. I knew this a year and a half ago. And let me tell you how the program worked. And maybe this is spiritual. generally I would talk her into not leaving. You know, I'd put on Keith Sweat. You know, Keith, the man with all the perspiration. You know, the baby, 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 please. You know, Keith, he begs. That's all he does, beg and get paid. And she came back. But this last time, and the door was still ajar. It was still open for me to move and leave with her. But something said, Chris, you got to let her go. You know why, family? Because I have not been the husband I should have been all these years. This is my work. And if you don't water something, it will grow. It will die. And that's what happened. So somewhere along the line, when I thought I had my briefs on, somewhere along the line, I must have put them boxing shorts on. Them big drawers on. The ones that come up for old men like me up here. But that's what men can put on. And I just took the fifth and said, okay. Didn't try to manipulate. You all feel me? Girl, you know, maybe this is a good woman here, Christian. Let me get away. You're sick and everything. You're going to need a man. I put all that on the back burner because she said she didn't want to live like that the rest of her life. That's the result of throwing physical solutions at spiritual problems. Not talking about it. Even when you argue, my suggestion for people who are in relationships or have family members, arguing is better than gritting on each other because there's still communication. I didn't participate. My wife would be arguing, I'd put on Jeffrey Osborne. Woo, 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 woo. And then she'd say something else and I'd say, why you get so mad about it? Young is only about Jeffrey Osborne. But all in all, I'm going to stand and deliver. That's what you all taught me to do. And the doctors told me about my diagnosis and prognosis. What a wonderful opportunity for an addict like me to just say, well, I might as well close the usual manner. But one thing that's happened to me since you all took hold of me, you took away all my excuses. No excuse. What a wonderful thing to know, no matter what goes on, whether you're in touch with the spirit or not, Chris, just don't use. There's somebody in here now, I can feel it. Maybe that's spiritual. That's going through something that thinks, maybe I can't get through this. You can. You can. And we have a responsibility. We might not have been responsible for our addiction, but we're responsible for our recovery. And the best way to protect that is don't pick up. You know, I have people in here that know me. I have the best friends in the world. Since I've been ill, they've rallied behind me. You know, 2 or 3 months ago, I had to have people help me put my clothes on. That's how good God is. Now, tell me this isn't spiritual. Getting up from the carpet, I needed someone to pick me up. And half the time, it was my wife who I had let down. I think that's spiritual. Biting the hand that's been feeding you all this time. But I will say this to you. If your feelings change for someone, it's best to let them know. Because for me, I'm not a great actor. I'm sure we have some great actors and actresses in here. But in a relationship, I don't do too well. I'm either on you or I'm not on you. I might be all in your face like a washcloth. You'll know that. But if it's not there, you know how some people can kind of fake the funk? I've just never been able to do that. And so, in closing, I just want to say to the entire group and family here is that be honest with that person in the mirror. I think that's as spiritual as you can get. That the person who you care for or who cares for you deserves honesty. I'm praying now every night for forgiveness. Because you all taught me to feel. When you've done wrong, Chris, you got to own up to it, man. I'm asking for forgiveness. Then I'm asking for me to forgive me. Painful, but manageable. Without any physical solution. Physical solutions, I mean, I remember years ago a gentleman passed, and prior to passing, he shared in the group where someone was saying, materialism doesn't mean a thing. Big cars and big homes and diamond rings and reptile shoes. And he called the group conscious afterward and said, anyone who wants to donate any of those items, here's my contact information. And he had been around a while. He said, let me give you all my contact information, 24-hour emergency numbers. Anytime you feel spiritual to the point where you want to give yourself away, I'm here to protect and serve. Yeah. I want to thank any and everyone who's responsible for giving me an opportunity to come here and attempt to be as honest as I can be. I promise that I have not lied to you in the last 20, 30 minutes. Now, check me out about 7 o'clock might be a different thing. Because I'm a recovering liar. You know, long before the big chains, that drugstore chains we have, like CVS and places like that, there was a chain in the District of Columbia called People's Drugstore. And they didn't have all this high-tech stuff now. When you stole something, they used Polaroid cameras that came out in 60 seconds, and sometimes they weren't so good, but that's all they had, so they used to put your picture on the wall, and they called it the wall of shame. I was stealing, even when I had money in my pocket, early on, long before I got introduced to dope. So they would catch me and they would call my father. My father would come up there with his friend all the time. I referred to him as Mr. Belt. Because a spiritual awakening was getting ready to take place. So I knew the spiritual awakening. I saw it coming. So I started crying. I started trying to get spiritual. I won't do it no more. So the manager would say, this is what he steals. These are the aisles he goes in. And he comes here 3 or 4 times a week. They had about 8 of my pictures up there. Pretty nice photographs, too. And my father would say, what? You have money, Chris. Why do you have the nerve of a toothache and the gall of a bladder to steal? I said, Daddy, that's not me. Meanwhile, one of the pictures on the wall, I'm currently wearing that outfit. I'm coming to an end. It's getting me spiritual now. The belt is halfway out of my father's waist. He's trying to refrain himself and restrain. He says, Chris, the same outfit you have on here is the same outfit you have on the wall. Explain that. I said, Daddy, there's a dude live on Rhode Island Avenue, always trying to be like me. Dressing like me. I told him, I'm going to have to stop that. My father and the manager looked at each other and said, you're going to need some help somewhere along the line. That's why when that 12-step call was made and I was rescued, because the program rescued me, family. The drugs and alcohol had stopped working. I wanted to die. I asked God not to let me wake up. And a 12-step call was made. That's why I try to make them as much as I can. Someone just kind of came along. Guess that was spiritual. Came along and told me, said, Chris, I've been thinking about you because I know you're still suffering. And that word suffering got me. That's exactly how I felt. And I went to a detox and went to a rehab. And that was October 11th, 1989. And I haven't found it necessary to use anything since then. And I'm not... And no matter what comes down the pipe in December, or even prior to that, I'm not going to pick up. I'm going to keep praying, stay on my knees, keep asking for forgiveness, and look for guidance. My very good friend told me that meditation has a lot to do with listening to what God has to say to you. I've been trying to do that here recently. Because there's sometimes, family, I just don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. But I do know what not to do. My name is Chris. I'm an addict. My time is up. I thank you for yours.